not working, I'll just take it off my ear.
Okay, so what are the original and authentic Buddha scriptures? I just stand over here so I can read this without having to look behind me every time. The original and authentic Buddha scriptures, because we want to know what are the scriptures. Okay, and the answer is also a hard question because we have so many branches and each of them use different scriptures, which are sometimes contradictory. Okay, they didn't come into existence until after Siddhartha. Gautama, at least 200 years after that. Many contradictions. They were not compiled until after Christ. And remember, he was 500 years before Christ. So many of them were not even compiled until after Christ. They contradict each other. And many Buddhist scholars don't even agree on which are the most authentic and the most important ones. So it's hard to come up to some idea. Next one. But here's the issue of truth. Because you need to know what the truth is. So here's the challenge. If you're just a lay person, you're not a monk or you're not a nun in the Buddhist, or you're not a priest in the Buddhist clergy, truth is relative for lay people. It's just, you know, it's right or wrong. It's sort of up to you. But if you're an official monk or a nun, you've got rules, and there is truth for you. So I'll have it in like the next slide or so. But for some Buddhists, such as Zen Buddhists out of Japan, some they're called Chan in China, but it's Zen. You've probably heard of Zen Buddhism, very popular in the United States. Many of the movie stars are into Zen Buddhism. They will tell you truth is not important, words are not important, symbols are important, but not truth. Okay, so we like the symbol, but truth is not really that big of a deal. In fact, one of the major writers in Buddhism said this, faith, scriptures, mysticism, and revelations are not considered to be infallible roads to truth. So you can't use the issue of faith, you cannot use scriptures, you can't even use some mystical experience or revelation from God as to be an infallible road to truth. Okay? So, truth isn't like biblical truth. It's much different for a Buddhist. Okay? Different scriptures, they use all sorts of different scriptures. Depends on which branch, okay? It isn't consistent like all Protestants use pretty consistently the Bible, okay? And if you're a Catholic, you would use the Bible plus the Apocrypha, and that's a pretty consistent pattern for Catholics. Buddhists, on the other hand, each branch uses their own, and so you don't have a consistent pattern. Let's go to the next one. And here is I broke it down into the four major Buddhist camps. Theravada Buddhists, they use what's called Tripitaka, which is three baskets. The three baskets of scripture. And it's about 100 or more volumes in that. If you are with the Mahayana Buddhist, over there on the right side, use 38 books, including that, plus the Hindu Vedas out of Hinduism, and also the other sutras, other writings also. Okay? Now, if you're Zen Buddhist, you don't use any scriptures. No scriptures. Okay? And then if you're a Tibetan Buddhist, you have your own group of other scriptures. They don't use the Tripitaka. They don't say there's no scriptures. They say there are these scriptures. I can't pronounce those words. Okay? there's 224 volumes of those. And so each group uses their own scriptures. All sorts of variety. Which is the most important one? They all disagree. Okay? So, really, truth isn't all that important. They may teach the stuff, but the truth issue is not a really big issue for Buddhists. Okay? For Christians, vitally important. vitally important what we know about truth. Okay? Major truths of Buddhism, they teach the Four Noble Truths. This is a key element in Buddhism. Four Noble Truths, they'll talk about that. Existence involves suffering. Suffering caused by craving for pleasure. Suffering will cease upon the purging of all desire for pleasure, and the cessation of desire for pleasure is accomplished through the Eightfold Path. So you got to follow the Four Noble Truths, then the Eightfold Path. And next one, I think, is the Eightfold Path. You have the first two steps.